King Monada. Ah, the music brings a lot of memories, doesn't it? Oh my God. It was 2018 or thereabout that this song, it all became the sensation on the internet. It became the song everyone was grooving to, especially with this special dance style that sees people get to
dropping dead.
Dropping dead.
Or falling down.
I think the song is talking about the fact that if you leave me, I'm going to die. And I was like, wow. And that's why the people are falling off and saying, if you leave me, I'm going to die. But this is a beautiful piece of music. I don't want to know all the wordings of the song, but I think the sound of music is quite inspirational. And it's a good way to kickstart the show this morning right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today feels really different. Today feels really special. Today feels really great. And I'm excited to be here again, not alone. Oh my, with the amazing Andrea Odwobi.
Right.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. And as usual, I am here with my better half, Collins.
Okay. Absolutely. Let's kickstart the show this morning. Are you ready, Lagos?
Absolutely. It's 10 minutes past 10. Today's the 12th of May, 2022. The weather is somehow outside. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's rainy. It's not rainy. But for a minute, it actually rained as though it was going to rain for the whole day.
Absolutely.
And the next minute, the sun is out again. Like, is the weather playing some prank on us or something? But I mean, I don't want to say the weather is confused. I just want to say that it's beautiful to see that at some point it's raining and the other is sunny. And it's just, you know, a beautiful atmosphere out there.
Absolutely. I hear people talk about, you know, not being lukewarm, all right? Not being either hot or cold.
Yeah.
Just being in the middle. No, it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think life itself, you know, presents you an opportunity. That's when you should be hot and that's when you should be cold.
Yeah.
And that's when you should be in between hot and cool. You know, just to balance it up.
Okay.
Not plenty of it. So maybe the weather is just, you know, acting out.
They're not too cold, not too hot.
Situation.
Maybe. Just maybe. But, you know, talking about seasons, right?
Yeah.
Talking about it raining and it being sunny and all of that.
Yep.
Like you said, I think that's just how life is also designed.
Yeah.
There are times where it would be sunny.
Yeah.
There will be times where things would be, you know, blooming.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be times where everything seems like, yo, like you are just, you know, in that cocoon, you know?
Mm.
And then there will be times when you would fly like the butterfly, you know? So it's just amazing. If we're able to understand or be observant or take into cognizance or just, you know, understand the times and seasons for your own life, because I believe that every individual has got their own life and their own times and seasons. If you keep track of your own time and your own season and understand that, you know what, this particular period of my life, I'm maybe in that stage where I have to pause. Mm-hmm. I have to, you know, incubate a bit.
Yep.
I have to just, you know, stay in for a bit and re-strategize and reinvent myself.
Mm.
And then there will be also a time where you bloom.
That's right.
Take a look at the caterpillar.
Yep.
You know, when it's, before it becomes a butterfly.
Yeah.
It goes through that phase of it being a tiny wiggly worm.
Yep.
Goes about eating stuff.
Yep.
And then it grows and it finds, it rolls itself into a cocoon.
Yep.
And it's incubating.
That's right.
And then, you know, it takes like how many days now? Or weeks or so. 2 weeks, I guess.
Yep.
Then it's out like a butterfly, a beautiful butterfly.
With several colors.
With beautiful
shining
colors,
and blooming.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, same with a flower. There are times when it's just right there in the soil.
Yeah.
And it grows to that, you know, the stem.
Yeah.
And
the leaves.
Yeah, the leaves. before you see it bloom, right? It's mostly covered and just laying low.
That's right.
And then it comes a time where it blooms and you see a beautiful flower.
Absolutely. So, and then all the bees will come around.
Do you know to pluck and suck some nectar? But I believe that human beings are also like that. There are times and there are seasons. There are times to smile. There are times where you feel sad. It's just the times where you're not in your best. There are times where you're not blooming. And there are also times where you would bloom.
I don't know
why I went this far.
I mean, that is the best way to, that's the best analogy to explain what you just said. I mean, a beautiful, beautiful way to kickstart the show this morning. And I totally agree with you. And I hope someone is inspired by those words from Andrea. Now, think about your situation like you're in a state where you're incubating. You know, at that time, you can't say, okay, you want to start, you know, why others? You don't look at others because you know where you're heading to.
Absolutely.
You're heading to become a butterfly. You're heading to become that wonderful flower, as it were. So whatever state you're in, it's important. My key take home from these words from Andrea is that it's important you understand, you know, the seasons of your life.
Absolutely. 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 If you didn't hear anything, that is something that you should hear and then take dearly.
Absolutely. Well, welcome indeed. Uh-huh. This is What's Up Lagos, and we are
the Tech Guests. And the first hour of the show is dedicated to you. So you call us and scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and tell us what's going on around your area and how you're feeling this morning. Is that easy?
Is that easy like ABC? Well, Andrew, how are you? How was your night, by the way?
I'm fine. My night was good. Could be better. Yeah. It could be better, but I am good. I'm fine. I'm awake and I'm alive. I'm grateful for life. I'm always grateful for life. I'm really grateful for life.
That's right. So let me go a bit personal. Last night, I was in between you know, sleeping and waking up because, you know, I don't know whether the power people were just playing.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I didn't care.
They were doing wing one with the lights.
I didn't care, man.
So, you know, I had to be switching from gen to, you know, as it were. And then, so I had to stay up for the most part of the night. And eventually, it stayed till the morning, as it were.
So you're trying to say you didn't have a good sleep?
I when I've been waking, wing one. Am I exciting? But yeah, that was my experience last night. No bad dreams whatsoever.
Thank God.
Dreams of greatness, you know. of making money, you know, those kind of dreams. Yeah, so those are the dreams I had last night. So finally, the cows that used to pursue me in my dream, they've left me. Finally, I'm telling you, you people think it's a joke. I'm not joking. For a long time.
Wow.
Nah, cow. When the cow is just about to match me, I say, hey, and I wake up. The cow will now disappear. I said, where?
I thought that you have been joking all the while.
I'm not joking. So let me tell you why I think it's so. Because I think sometimes dreams come from experiences, maybe not even recent experiences.
It could be past, actually.
So where I was born, the house in Boya, where I stayed, you know, there was an abattoir somewhere just close, very close to the house. In fact, we see the water, you know, was passed by some drainage around our, close to our house. So there was a fence of cows, actually, where these guys get to pick from to kill and then to sell as meat, as it were.
Yeah.
And so we see cows every day. Mm. So there were days where the cows don't want to die. You know, how these guys do it, you see the way the cowboys would do with the
rope?
With the rope.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. They just fling it, hook the cow by the leg.
Okay.
And then about 5-10 guys will be pulling the cow.
Hmm.
While the cow is trying to go, to pull the cow until they take it into the abattoir, right into where it's going to be slaughtered. And then there's a specific guy. No, not anybody. There's one knife, one specific guy that slaughters the cow. And that guy, you must do it prayerfully, especially.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, I saw all of that. So perhaps that's why I've been dreaming about cows.
Yeah, almost likely you want to go back home.
Yeah.
You're missing home.
Man, I won't even lie. I cannot lie. You know, I mean, when you have experience in different societies or different countries, no matter where you are, I'm very sure that if I get to spend time in Cameroon, I will miss Lagos, you know, as it were. I'll miss my experience here. So I think it's high time I took that, you know, that trip back home and just, you know, check out, you know, remind myself of a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I also want to go. I do, really. I haven't been there.
Yeah.
And it's Paramount that I also go to know where I was married in.
The Azores is from.
Yeah. Like, I need to go and see where you were born. I need to go and, you know. Even hung my mother-in-law. I've only heard from her.
Yep.
I've only heard her voice. I've only seen her via video calls and all of that. But I've like touched and felt her and say, you know what? I want to hug you. I haven't done that. So I also would need to do that.
All right,
Zane also has to see his grandma.
That's right.
And
that's
his
right.
uncles and yeah. his granddad. And, you know, other beautiful people around.
So, guys, if I go on leave, it's just a we'll miss. You understand? You don't understand that there's a pending movement,
yeah.
as it were. You know, so don't say, where are they? Don't worry. We just went home to see, you know, mom and dad.
Important people
yeah.
in our lives.
Absolutely. So, how about you guys? Any bad dreams whatsoever?
Oh, God. How can you ask that?
No. Dreams.
Any bad dreams?
Dreams. People dream bad dreams every day.
I know, right?
And even though some Christians or some believers would say that, hey, you know what? That's not for me. God forbid, you know, that's not my dream. It doesn't change the fact that you have dreamt the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So as it were. So
and dreaming is not a bad thing in quotes.
Yeah.
It's just passing an information to you.
That's right.
And that's right. When you are conscious, it's just for you to take action and then find out why am I having this dream, you know, and you know, you can just find out some whys.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree with you, Andrea. Well, Lagos, we have done our part. So it's
your time. The phone lines are open.
To call in and scream, what's up, Lagos? And we say cheers to life.
Absolutely.
Make sure you bring that positive energy. You can
only
feel from here.
Only.
Nothing more. All right? Positive energy. Feel free. Fly. And express yourself the best way you can from the positive standpoint. Mm. Welcome. The numbers haven't changed.
They haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Remember, today is Thursday.
Yep.
And then the family clinic will be coming up from the 11 o'clock hour. And today's story is quite interesting.
Ah.
It's quite interesting. It's really interesting.
I hear my Nico.
I mean, I know some people will be like, yeah, it's been happening. Like, it's a normal thing. But yeah, it happens. But does it make it right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I really hope that you stick around for the 11 o'clock hour during the family clinic so that you can advise who we have in the clinic today and what to do.
That's right, Andrea. I hear my Fuge.
Hello.
Hello, first caller. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
what's
yes,
up,
yes.
Lagos?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to
you. Wow.
Good morning, Colin. Good morning, Andrea.
Good
How
morning to you, Christy. Well, good.
We're doing fine, man.
Okay, so please, though, this bad dream level, I don't see myself for abroad like this. Don't be bad dream at the game. Now, Nigeria, be bad dream. Oh, where should they wake up for this country?
Oh, my God.
That's it, a bad dream. Wake up for money, your money going to pay you. Oh, God, what can I do today now? You need money. Oh, God.
Colin, I get it right.
You said I can't be for you. I'm full of money, so they're for you. So, yeah.
All right, have yourself a good morning. Goodness, I actually did see something like that on Twitter sometimes. It says Nigeria is after my life. Rondo. My goodness.
Abi, you can't represent Nigeria. Abi, what's going on? Oh, my.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Liga?
Yay. Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning. This is Taye calling you from Ikorodu.
Hi, Taye. Did you say Taye?
Tayo.
All right, Tayo. It's good to have you join.
Good to hear from you, Carlton and Dre. Well, I woke up on the bright side this morning, but someone just pissed me off, and I've been having a bad one ever since then. All I could think is, God, when is Collins coming? When is Andrew coming? I need to scream out just to get out this
negativity out of me.
And sincerely, I told myself, you guys get credit. You get less credit for what you do. You get less because you do more. I see it as like a therapy. Yes.
Yeah.
You scream out the thing and you just feel so light and so grateful and so happy. Just want to say thank you for the show. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
All right,
you too. Wow. That's beautiful.
Okay. So now someone else has got the point. Like she got the point. She said someone actually did get her angry.
Yep.
So she had to call on the show to scream it out.
To let it out.
Hello?
Hello?
What's
up, lady?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm so happy this morning. I don't know, even know why I'm happy here. I'm so happy.
It's good. That's a good feeling.
Everything inside Nigeria is even pissing everybody off. But this morning, though, Neo, I choose to be happy.
Yes. That's the spirit.
That's the right attitude.
Okay.
Wow.
I started doing like Andrea small in my house.
How?
No problem. Who did you say that? Our village people will not come after us. No problem.
Oh my.
Have a lovely day.
You all too. Right. You tell us your name. Don't go. Oh my. Ay, ay, ay,
what
man.
Have I done?
Hey.
What have I done?
Ay, ay, ay. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techies on Nigeria Info. Well, for those joining us for the first time, we're asking you to call and scream, What's Up Lagos? You know, just let out all the negative emotions and then accept only the positive ones. And that's why we're here every morning on your radio.
Hello, What's Up Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning, the Tech House.
Good morning to you.
This is Eben calling from Ajah.
Welcome.
Hi, Eben. How's Ajah this morning?
Great, thank God.
Great, fantastic.
So happy. Been trying to call for many years, but no way. Today I've succeeded. I'm so grateful.
Congratulations. You deserve a round of applause.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I've been listening to your program, filling you up over 2 years now.
Wow.
And it has been great.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sir, I just want to appreciate you guys, especially what you just said this morning. It really encouraged me. Mm. I mean, I felt relieved in me, and I believe if there's life, there's hope.
That's
no matter what you're facing.
Absolutely.
Right. God will always see us through.
That's right. That's right. That's the right attitude.
Bless you.
God bless you too. Just alive. Oh goodness, we'll be going on a break shortly. We will be going on a break shortly. Let me see. On WhatsApp, Femi here says, the tech is the light thing I experienced that's same in my area in Orile Gomu part of Sulere. It was like a kid playing with the switch.
This
can cause equipment damage.
I agree. That's right.
But yeah.
That's right. Well, we're due for a break. It's not over yet, guys. We're just starting, actually. We'll be right back with more.
Lagos! It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Lagos. All right, well, back. It's 10:35 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. Never forget that. Collins.
Righty, the feel of Lagos is still live. Do you want to hit us up and tell us how you're doing? You want to scream, What's Up Lagos? Feel Feel free to do that. The phone lines are open.
0700-993-993-993. Or as a lady, oh, ladies, how are you doing today? We can call 01465-7190.
Why do you have to do that? I'm getting quiet, Cecil. Why do you have to do that? Oh, ladies, how you doing? For what exactly? I want to know. For what exactly? Why exactly are you saying, hello, ladies, how you doing? Somebody can blush about your voice and what? I want to understand.
I'm showing the different range of my voice. Just, you know,
so why do you have to do that artist, particular one for the ladies?
Because, you know, sometimes you think that I'm always harsh, you know? So I need to learn that I can be soft too sometimes. Just for radio's sake.
Really?
For sound's sake. You know
really?
What I'm talking about.
Okay, then.
But you know, you get the original one, really. The original one. The raw one.
The raw one.
With no microphone. Oh, my God.
Okay,
let's get back to the calls.
Their phone lines are open.
0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lego?
Good morning. He makes the lady feel special and unique.
Abby, I know.
Yes.
It's just I'm feeling jealous, you know.
Listen, Kechi, calling from Ikotu.
Welcome.
Yeah, Ikotu is cool and I'm enjoying your program.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Nkechi. And have a splendid day, I mean.
Thank you.
A lot of goodies.
Thank you.
All right.
More calls coming in.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
What's up, Lego? Take it to me.
That was good.
Life.
Did I say praise the Lord?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Who do we have?
Welcome.
Who is Mr. Ndubisi?
Welcome, Mr. Ndubisi.
I appreciate your work this morning. Yeah, I'm always excited whenever I hear your voice.
Wow. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Where are you calling from this morning, sir?
I'm in Okota.
Okay, great. Hope everything is cool and calm at Okota.
Oh, no.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Ndubisi. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Enjoy the rest of your day, indeed. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk today. I am even on the road.
Okay.
I am called 3 times.
Wow.
The first time you are only alone when Andy has not joined you.
Okay.
But I keep on listening to the show every day.
Wow.
I enjoy it. It keeps me alive.
Wow.
And before yesterday, I danced to that Makosa music.
Wow.
I'm enjoying every moment of your show.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I tried today and I got you again.
It's a special day.
Yes, it's a very special to me.
Wow.
Honestly. And especially, I'm a grandma.
Oh.
Yeah. I say Nigeria info. Now they keep me, they go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Grandma.
Wow.
And there's one thing Colin said one time,
Okay.
That time, you have not come. He was talking about a girlfriend he was dating. And the mama then can't do one kind thing. Then he said one thing. He said that the person I got at last, he thinks I won the Oscar.
Wow. Yeah.
That was exact.
I remember.
Talk. And since I've had you now, I know that with Andrea Odobi, he has won the Oscar.
Yes, so. Benny.
Yes.
Benny, thank you so much, Grandma. I appreciate you. For a moment, I thought it was a casting something. You know, but we're able and capable.
You said that already.
Yeah, I said that already. I said a lot. I said
before
a lot.
I came. Before I came.
It almost looked as if I was like preparing for you to come because I always talked about you on radio like, you know, my whole world revolves. Actually, my whole world revolves.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
no,
goodness.
I always talked about it. You know,
God.
There's no story, you know. Oh, my wife. Oh, you know, all that. It was just natural. You know me now. If I open my mouth, wait till the inside and I go come out.
Oh.
So, it's from my heart.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Don't. You make me cry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. And thank you to Grandma as well. I appreciate you all. I really do. And I appreciate you, Collins.
Yeah, man. I
won an Oscar too, man.
Hey.
I'm telling you the gospel truth. Like there's actually... I've said that before, that if I wake up this morning to say I want to sell bread, I want to start selling bread, it's bread I want to do, Collins will just ask me the question, are you sure? And he will go all out. All out. I've seen you go, you know, make a lot of sacrifices for me. You know, I've seen you do stuff for me. I've seen you. I do love you, and I love your heart. It's very clean, it's very clear, it's very pure, it's very genuine. And if for anything else, that in itself is why I'm still with you. You have a very genuine heart. Wow. It's hard for you to hurt someone. And I mean, Omo, I didn't think that we're going to go this route on this show, but you know, guys, it's What's Up Lagos still. It's What's Up Lagos still. I mean, Grandma just, you know, made me feel a certain type of way, and I feel like I have to also appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I also do have to appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm telling you, but thank you. Appreciate you. You know that for sure.
Even though the investment's on time. We divest ourselves on time.
Investment is...
But... I cannot train you for anything. I can't train you for anything.
Thank
but I'm
you.
Saying it live on radio. You can have it recorded anywhere, tweet it anywhere, and remind me. You said that, yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, and of course, oh my God. Oh God, oh, show to change my mutual. I'm confused now. Right now, I don't even know which angle now to face the show.
It's still What's Up Lagos with the techers.
That's right.
It's the feel of Lagos indeed.
That's right.
Do call us and tell us how you're doing. What's going on around your area?
Yep.
That's like what the feel of Lagos is about, right?
Yep.
Where sometimes we throw in our banter and then you get to contribute.
Yep.
And I know that we have actually influenced or we have impacted a lot of homes and a lot of relationships. We're single but married. We're not saying we're perfect. We have our own lapses here and there. We're learning. We're just new. We're new in the game, you know.
Yep.
But we have understood ourselves and we have made a promise to each other to be in it thick and thin.
Yep.
Right? When it's beautiful and when it's not beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And like we say, we understand it. You know that?
Yeah.
You know, you can pick one or two things that you could apply for you in your own situation.
Yeah.
But we're telling you to do exactly how we're doing.
Not.
Because, you know, no two human beings are the same. And no two relationships
are the same.
And they will never be the same.
Nah.
Absolutely.
Not at all.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. What's up, Lego?
Yes.
Hello.
Another grandma is on the line.
Another grandma. It's a grand-grande.
Beautiful. I would tell you lie. And I'd like to have a daughter-in-law like your wife.
Aww.
Hey.
Anyway, this month is my birthday.
Wow.
I love you all.
Oh,
we love you too.
And happy birthday. When exactly is your birthday?
Next week.
Next week.
25th.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, 25th of this month.
Okay,
wow.
But happy birthday to you. We wish you all the very
Thank
best.
Thank you. I love both of you.
We love you too.
Wow. Wow. Okay. It's 10:43. That's what the time says. There are WhatsApp messages, no doubt. And you can call if you like to be a part of this fun-filled moment on radio. It's just something... inexplicable is something that will make you happy. And we love you that way. You can call 0700 993 993 993. And if you're a lady, I won't do that thing again.
Don't you know you can?
Okay, for them ladies.
Okay. How you doing, ladies? You know, it's somehow, you know that for me, I don't know how to say. I don't know how to say hi, guys. Like, I don't know how to try to do that.
Anyhow, you say it already.
I will not be tagged as somebody who is trying
to
do something.
Well,
you know, I'm just saying, you know, I might be wrong.
No, for you, you don't even need to add change. It's just say how you do. How you doing alone? You just smile alone. I can see a lot of people laughing right now. Just see you smile. Just hearing you smile.
It's okay.
People are laughing.
Thank you.
And they're smiling too.
Thank you.
You have that natural effect. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
The tickets, you are wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm happy joining you today. I listen every day.
Wow.
But you know how difficult it is to get Nigerian info. But thank God I'm through today.
Yep.
And if you remember Kufu Day, today is my 38th year in marriage.
Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah.
38!
Wow!
So rejoice with me.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
The best in your program.
Thank you.
And I'm sure many people hearing you on this program are always hungry to marry. Because you are wonderful couples.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Appreciate
you. Thank you so much. Keep what you are doing going. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Wow. 38 years in marriage. Oh, my God.
The marriage is older than me. The marriage born me. Wow.
Man.
Wow.
That's such a blessing.
That's such a blessing. It's a blessing. I mean, these stories need to come out because sometimes, you know, the sight and the stories you hear out there, it looks like, you know, no marriage is working anymore. Mm. You know, like marriages are just, you know, crumbling. That's the vibe people get to carry. You know, bad news, they fly more.
Mm.
But there are people who have enjoyed and not endured their marriages. They found a way to make it work. And these stories should also come out.
Yeah, absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. What did you say? She just wanted to scream, what's up, Lagos? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Ooh la la.
All right.
What a lock.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
My name is Steve. I'm calling you from Amu Odofe.
Welcome, Steve.
Steve, welcome indeed. Wow.
Okay. Oh.
Steve.
Oh, wow. Let's head straight to WhatsApp. There are a few WhatsApp messages. This one's here saying, good morning, the Turkers. As a single lady, I can't begin to mention all I have learned in this program. Things I believe I couldn't have learned in any marriage counseling session. I have learned the practical aspect of marriage. Thanks, Collins and Andrea. God bless Nigeria Info. Aww. Okay.
God bless you too, my sister.
God bless you too. Oh my goodness. You sent a message earlier saying I have one of my Andrea throwback pictures on my phone. Wanted to use it as my WhatsApp DP, but wouldn't want to do that without her permission, but can always use it at my phone screensaver. What? Maybe you should drop a picture here so I can see what it looks like. Which of my throwback pictures do you have? Anyway, let's move on. There are a few other messages coming in. This one is coming from Ima, and he says, "What's up, Lagos? Your female callers, very good voices, especially the first two callers. Oh, today, he says, oh, more. Well done, Nigeria calling.
You, yeah? I know your type. Ima. Hey, Ima.
We see you.
Ima.
And then Tokumba Pekis says, the techers keep on, keep it on. All right, thank you so much. It says, the techers rock.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Another one here says, calling San Andreas syndrome, you passed COVID.
I don't get it. Now, this is the kind of, prayer. No. Let's deal with this. How can you put us along the line with COVID and COVID? What's that?
It's COVID even a syndrome. Anyway, Inta from Shagari Estate. I usually say NTA.
Yeah.
But you said it's Inta.
Inta.
Okay. Okay. He says, great morning to the techies. You guys always make us forget the stress, wahala, and hardship in this country. Kudos to you both. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Another is saying, our wife, your laughter is making us laugh here too. Oh, well done to you both. Who is your wife?
Please, I know they like this.
Our wife,
Bao. Hey, God,
my name is not our wife.
If you are my in-law, or maybe you are, maybe I say my in-law. If you are my brother, you put your name there. Anyway, we get the joke.
Absolutely, we did get the joke. Shout out to you for dropping your message.
That's right.
This one here says, good morning, calling San Andrea. What's up, Lagos? I actually had a dream last 2 weeks. It says, bought Andrea a car.
Wow.
Please, if this comes to pass, do remember me, yo. I have called you several times since then, but you didn't answer my call. Oh, amen to the cow. Amen. Another here says, you guys make me smile. How can I be listening to a show on radio and be smiling on the road?
Adebayo.
Adebayo.
We see you. We see you.
Oh, God. Okay. Another says, what's up, Lagos? I want to use this medium to say I'm happy I listened to this show because it made me change my husband's mindset. And now I broke my home's biases.
Wow.
I'm happy my marriage and free from husband bondage.
Wow. That's deep.
That's really deep. But I mean, congratulations to you. And we're glad.
That you're free.
Yeah, you're free from whatever bondage you must have found yourself. And you said you're also happy in your marriage. Kudos to you.
That's right. More calls coming in, but I don't know. If we take some messages or just jam. It's a Thursday throwback song.
There are still messages coming in, quite a number of them. Quite a number of WhatsApp messages. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one says, good morning, Itekes. Keep the good work. Love your voice, Andrea. Please tell the government electionary is around the corner. Government should remove used tires from all parts of the country. Kene Tolest Baba, Lagos.
All right.
Thank you for your message. All right, then. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Thank you for the atmosphere in the studio. May God continue to uphold your home. Shout out to my darling husband, Abiodu Onosoya. Keep shining brighter, dear.
All right.
Oh. It's tottering my stomach. All right, this one here says, it's coming from Tommy. Tommy from Lekki says, Collins, leave Owasoke alone. No, so now my name is Owasoke. I don't get you, Milo. Okay, he says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers alive. You guys are just wonders, full of smiles and laughter. Uncle Jimmy calls your show the most exciting moment on radio. So it really is. And shout out to Uncle Jimmy as well.
Yeah.
Let's see, as goosebumps fool all of us, buddy. Moments we do forget about the bad things happening around us. God bless you, Collins and Andrea.
God bless you too.
Shout out to you. Yeah. I have read your message.
Tell me. Oh, it's okay. I read my message. Oh, it's okay. But hold on. I can't get over that. It's okay thing. I cannot get over it. What were you trying to do?
Leave me alone.
Anyway, leave me alone. It is gone.
The day I will speak pure Yoruba on this show, like full blown.
See.
No comma, no stuttering, nothing. Smooth and easy flowing.
Yes.
That particular day.
No, you
that
can do
coming.
It. You can do it. But I don't know what
that day is
got
coming.
To you that day.
It's because
you saw call Yoruba guys. Ejoma.
He was only me alone. I will speak the Yoruba that I know how to speak. I will speak the Yoruba that I know how to speak. And shout out to my Yoruba brothers and sisters. Thank you for your language. I appreciate the Yoruba language a lot. And my mom's family, all of them can speak Yoruba. My dad's family, all of them can speak Yoruba. Like, if you hear them speak Yoruba, you think that they're not Igbos.
Shout out to mom, man. Ah, man.
You think they're not Igbos. So, I appreciate the language a lot. I do.
Okay. We are almost due for a break. And pick some bills. And then we get back to you with some messages. And then we go to the family clinic. It or maybe after a song, they're about to go to the family clinic and then have more fun on the show. But don't forget, it's What's Up Lagos, and we are
the Techers.
More talk, news, and sports after this. What's Up Lagos, baby? Get set.
Lagos. I will pretend I wasn't in the studio. I didn't see any of those. I did not hear anything like that. I wasn't here. Like, no. Trust me.
Goodness. Oh my
goodness. All right then. Good stuff happening right here. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers on Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight Collins.
All right, like Lagos has to be, you all have to be on standstill.
Yep.
So before you mention Teke.
That's right.
All right.
That's it. I mean, except you're new. That's why you not know the importance of that prestige pause between Collins.
And Teke.
And
Teke.
Teke.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Welcome back, guys. We are live. It's Fun Radio. And it's a moment you need in your life right now. If you are in Lagos, wherever you are listening, you need this every day. We need it.
We actually do need it ourselves. Mm. We do need it. Once in a while, we just, have to let out and forget that something is worrying you somewhere. You know, just be free. let it all out. Anyway, shout out to, what's your name? Please, I would like for you to put your name down so that I can even know who we're talking to. Now, she has dropped that throwback picture of mine.
Wow.
And that's the word that I can say, wow.
Ah, I remember this picture.
So I will post it on my Instagram page. You have to be following me to see that picture that she is talking about. And I can only thank God for growth. I can only thank God for the amazing things that's been happening in my life, So shout out to you for the throwback picture. So you can go ahead and use it for whatever you want to use it for. For the DP that you wanted to use. For the DP, all right, that you wanted to use it for. And thank you for the love note that you attached to that message as well. So heading straight to, let me see, this one says, so we'll take more WhatsApp messages.
Yep.
And then we'll bring you the family clinic.
That's right.
Mm. Oluwadamilari says, what's up, Lagos? The tech is calling's not true. I don't laugh to some comedian's joke. It says, but when Andrea laughs, I must laugh at worse. That face, a smile out of, that forces a smile out of me. Aww.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that happens.
I know that.
Another says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collings and Andrea. I'm so in love with your voice, Andrea. I appreciate you. Thank you for that. Another here says, Mr. Nice Man from Agbo Delta. He says, good morning, Collings and Andrea, the power couple. What's up, Lagos? Omo, I'm right here cooling off in my shop, having a not too good time, though. Rain has been doing the most right here. There's good time listening. No voice, video calls, or you will be blocked, you guys. Okay. But a shout out to you again. Another here is saying, what's up, Lagos? Hi, the techers. I'm really enjoying your show today since I don't turn full nanny as Madame resumed work. It says you guys are the best radio host couple. Cheers.
Thank you so much. And well done, though.
Yeah.
Well done. Men who Coezy. Become nannies.
Coezy.
You know?
Coezy. Rah, 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 rah.
There's something I want to say, but I just hold myself.
Why?
Too.
Why? Why do you hold?
There are a lot of things I want to say because I hear a lot of things. I hear things like, you know, why will I now be the one to take care of the child when the wife is there?
At work.
You know, at work. Things like that. Ego comes in. Who get picking?
Oh-ho.
Anyway, let's leave that.
Oh-ho. Oh-ho.
I mean, the bump picking, one person can bump picking.
Oh-ho.
You know, I'm trying to be...
We'll have this conversation on another day.
You
I know that you're boiling. But
all of you that we whisper to your child, I do sometimes, so, but all of you that whisper to your child, go and meet your mommy, go and meet your mommy. You go, when the child brings for daddy, go to your mommy, go to all of you that do that. We know you.
We do it too. We don't go to your daddy, go and meet your daddy.
Oh, you should do it. Hey, don't wonder if just appear daddy, daddy.
I think we're all doing it. Cereal from...
It's unfair. It's unfair on this student. It can't be... They're not born. They can't be passing it. Oh, my God.
Cereal from India says, good morning, world best couple of my generation. It says, hearing a voice on radio gives us techers families worldwide hope for tomorrow. What if your program is streamed live every day if you're stepping step on the show? Like a reality TV show. I think maybe that's what he's talking about.
It says, something big is coming.
I love you guys from my bone marrow. We love you too.
We love you too. And shout out to all the brothers in India.
Yeah. We love you too. Okay, this one here says, morning, the techers. Coming from Patrick from Ogba, he says, good morning, the techers. Missed you guys. I've been on break on this show for some time. I've been attending to my boy, my first child, who arrived on the 29th of April. He says, we did the christening on the 6th.
Wow.
His name is Wanda.
Wanda! Wow. Congratulations.
Says, yeah, congratulations to you. His message reads, since he arrived, the wonders have been pouring in. He got... Okay. All right. Wow. But, I mean, shout out to you, man. Patrick, congratulations
to
you,
Patrick,
and your wife or your woman and your family. God bless you. And we pray that his coming to this world will continually be a source of joy to you and your household.
Amen.
Adewale from Pan Group says, what's up, Lagos? I love your show. It's unbeatable because of both of you. Good work, always to put smiles on my face. How I wish I could still name my child Andrea.
Aww.
Well, you can. If you have one, you can.
Go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it. This one here says, good morning, it's Zach. Trust you all are doing great. Feeling quite down as crypto has sent a lot of us to the trenches.
Hey.
That's what we move. Nah, I don't even want to go into that conversation because it's going to just throw everyone off balance.
Yeah.
But I saw a friend of mine who posted something and I said, guy, my heart's out with you.
Wow.
My heart is with you, rather. Anyway, another here says, please, guys, I'm so sorry the call was a mistake. All right, that's okay. Should I take this one more and then we bring the family clinic?
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys are on fire today. A lot of WhatsApp messages. Yeah. David from Lekki says, more grace on the tickets. What's up, Lagos? Thanks for adding value to my family. I celebrate you, Andrea. Collins Baba, Idontewe we de do Mumu Men Association meeting. It says, keep evolving, guys.
Thank you, David. Thank you. And a shout out to all our Mumu Men members of the Mumu Men Association. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
And these are people who are men who, you know, have dropped their ego, and they choose to be supportive to their wife. They choose to do chores, like chores.
That's what they call chores,
like washing plates, like packing their plates after they eat, not say, come here, come and pack it.
You know, cleaning up after themselves.
Men who support their women, who cook sometimes if they have to. Even if the food no sweet, it's love.
We'll
it's
all
love,
eat it together.
As it were. Mm-hmm. All right, having said that, I think the time is ripe for us to bring you our family clinic for today. Shall we?
Absolutely.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back, 11:11 exactly on the clock right now. And the Family Clinic is live. So if you're wondering what the Family Clinic is about, or if you're tuning for the first time, this is where we all gather together to help one family or one individual who's going through a tough time making a decision for themselves or going through a tough time in life. You know, sometimes we all hit rock bottom sometimes. Yeah. We all hit rock bottom, or we have this, we sometimes find ourselves in dilemmas where that we're not sure if the next step we're making is, you know, dropping us into the pit. Or, you know, or something else. We're not sure if the next step we're going to make would sink us. And so sometimes we're just there waiting. Would somebody tell us what to do and how to navigate so that we don't fall into that pit? That's the opportunity we have created on the show, Family Clinic, where you can send us a message, tell us your story, what it is you're going through, and the good part of it. And I must say this from the depth of my heart, that we all come through. We all come through to help this individual. And shout out to you and you who have one way or the other reached out to help someone in the clinic, who have reached out to give a suggestion, an advice, or, you know, said something that uplifted this individual who is in the clinic. Now, today is no exception. We have this young lady. She's a young adult. She's in the university. She's at home right now due to the strike.
Yeah.
But she has dropped a story, and her story was triggered due to the last story in the clinic.
That's
the last story we had in the clinic. No, she listened, and she said, you know what, there's a similar situation ongoing in my home, and I thought to share and hear what you would advise me to do about it. Well, so let's go into the clinic.
Yes.
The Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
All right, so here's her story. Her story says, hello, the Techers. Good day to you. My name is Biola. Biola is a dummy name. Now, she says, the story you shared on the Family Clinic about the lady who was sleeping with her sister's husband made me send this message to you. So here is my own story. I live with my sister and her family, and she has been good to me. I have been living with her since I was a teenager. I'm in school now, but I'm home due to the strike. My sister's husband is a chronic cheat. He takes care of my sister very well. He is also well-to-do, but he cheats on her. I have caught him multiple times with different ladies at home with him. days he thinks I'm not at home, he would bring them in. The difference between my story and the other ladies is that he has never thrown advances at me, but I am worried for my sister. I want to tell her, but I fear she might not believe me. So my question is, should I tell her or let her find out herself? So there we go. That's the story. That's the story. Apparently, she listened all through the time we were sharing Mary's story.
Yeah.
Mary, whose sister was having an affair with her husband. Now, for her, she says the difference is this man isn't having an affair with her, but she has caught him several times with different ladies at home, like in his matrimonial home. And now she's saying, I want to tell my sister about this, but I fear she might not believe me. Should I tell her regardless or let her find out herself? Do you think she will be shooting herself in the feet if she tells if she tells her sister?
No, I mean, you can't put yourself in bondage. Once you're uncomfortable with it, I mean, sometimes saying your truth, see, it's a dicey situation, man. It's tough. I'm sure that's why it's on the radio. I won't give my advice now, but in those situations, you look at it, you look at the circumstances.
Okay.
What will happen
if she tells her sister?
If I tell the sister, what was the aim? Is it for the man to stop or for the sister to know?
To be aware.
To be aware.
Mm-hmm.
What if the sister is even aware? How you go about telling it's... you must certainly tell. But how do you go about it that you not... be seen as the one
who wants to destroy her home, which was actually her major concern. Now, she's worried. It's okay, a question of, I want to tell my sister.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't want to be seen as one who is ruining a marriage.
Yep.
I don't want to be the one seen as the one who spoiled my sister's marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to go about telling her. Or should I just let her find out herself?
And you now, how would you feel? She'll feel guilty.
You know, seeing that happen every day when you're, it's even, to me, right?
I
feel very scared for the sister even leaving the home with this man.
Because
if the man even gets to find out
that
she knows about his escapades and she becomes a threat.
So I was going to ask, is it smart for her to have that conversation with the man?
Hey.
Because let me give a personal experience. So
okay.
I was working, let me use a man of God. I was working with him. I don't want to use a man of God one time. And then he was having issues at home with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of those days, I went to the office after work in the evening. Mm-hmm. Because I had the keys because I was the manager.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got there, I saw that it was just coming out.
From doing something.
Wait, nah.
Okay.
He was just coming out of the door, and there was a lady behind him coming out together. Of course, I knew what has gone down.
Oh, goodness.
So, the guy just tied Shalai, you know.
Where you know Assam?
He's tied Shalai. Let me tell you why this is dangerous. These ladies, he was tied Shalai. Okay. He said, okay, Colin, say, you've been seeing what has been happening in my house. You know what's going on.
Wow.
I try my best not to allow this to happen, but it has happened.
Wow.
So you are an adult.
Wow.
Know that this is not me trying to hide. I know that one day it was going to come out like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that he was going to divorce. Mm-hmm. That he has said that before. That that's why he can go this far. And now, you know, I was staying in that same house. So the wife, I was feeling guilty. I want to tell the wife, but the man has spoken to me. What do I do? But he told me, if I should lock, he said, it's not my business. It was a tough one. Eventually, the wife got to know and realized that I knew.
So what did she do to you?
She was angry with me. She was mad at me. And she said, I encouraged her. I'm even the one that brought the girls. I said, so the story now changed.
it was no longer about him.
It was about me. That you and were the ones that influenced the husband. Old man. I say, God, oh, see me, oh, me, I never chop. At the time, I looked at, so that's this lady's situation right now. I don't know whether it's smart to have the conversation with her husband or talk to someone else or, you know, just tell the sister straight. I don't know, because it's very complicated. You have to be careful.
Indeed, that's why her story is in the clinic today.
Yeah.
And so we're going to open the phone lines right now. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message also
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
Do you think that Biola should tell her sister what has been happening under her roof? In a sense, her husband has been cheating on her. Do you think that Biola should tell her sister? Or she should let her sister find out herself? Because this is like what happened during the last, you know, the last story where the sister, when the whole thing came out, the sister was like, I was waiting for you to catch me red-handed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I really don't know. I think that must have been what triggered Biola to send this message to us.
Man, it's a dilemma. We have some messages. Mola is online to kickstart this.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Collins, I'm sure you know the meaning of Mako Jami Ulubala.
Aha, yes. We both
me not again to save you.
Yes, we both know. Ask me too.
Been calling.
Yes.
Grandmas have been calling.
Yes.
So I'm calling too.
Okay, welcome.
I'm a grandma.
Welcome.
And this month is my month. It's next week Wednesday.
Oh.
So remember to say happy birthday.
We'll remember.
Back to the issue on ground.
Goodness gracious.
Back to the issue on ground.
Yes, please.
A battle you want to win, you don't go confrontational. The lady, well, to me, that's the way I think, you should not tell the sister.
Okay.
She has the option of getting or writing an anonymous letter to the sister. Or planting a camera somewhere to catch the guy.
Okay.
And what's the third option? Is this dementia or something? or get somebody close. That would sound like writing a letter to get somebody close or a neighbor to hint the sister that watch out, too. Anytime you are not around, such and such is happening. Because I know we women, I know we ladies. The lady might be shooting herself in the foot if she tells her sister. Her sister might turn around. Or even the husband might say it's because she wanted to seduce him and he refused. You know the way things are.
Yeah.
So that's a little set I have in my head.
Okay, all right, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Much.
You too. Thank you so much, ma'am. Wow.
Okay.
Set a camera.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
I'm fine. This is Adeyemi online.
Welcome, Adeyemi. Good to have you join us. Talk to us.
Yeah, this is my very first time solo.
Wow, it's good to have you.
Wow.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome, Adey.
Thank you very much. The only thing I can say, per se, is just for the sister to sit the elder sister down and tell her the truth.
Okay.
Because if she feels that they should continue with the affair, it might lead to pregnancy. And what if he eventually gets to her getting pregnant? What will happen?
Who exactly this time?
What do you say?
Who do you think? Okay, the people, I mean the ladies here, her husband is having an affair with?
Yes.
Okay.
She should sit the sister down and tell her the truth about it.
Okay.
Because I won't have this kind of case. And eventually, it made those two couples, they broke up with each other.
Right.
They got divorced. And even the family is not settled up till today.
Wow.
Whatever will surely be. Okay. Let her sit the elder sister down and tell her.
All right.
The sister might not want to agree with it in the first place. But if this case continues happening, the truth will come out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Let her sit the elder sister down and tell her.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much. We need to go on a break. Velvet Sandpaper is here.
Info. Let's talk.
Yeah, he's here with us.
Definitely. Velvet Sandpaper here. I'm not alone this time. And of course, I've got a great news for you. Anyway, do you guys desire a new phone? Not just any phone, but an affordable one that has diverse functions. And of course, it also allows you to do many things that you couldn't do before because of the new innovation that Xiaomi Redmi, the 10 series smartphone, has brought to the table. Okay, it is in tune with modern day realities, a gadget that offers diverse functions, including taking pictures, communicating via calls and messages, and of course, surfing the net for the learning purposes. Yeah, that's what we all say, but we know what we're doing. Anyway, Xiaomi has introduced a new phone series into the Nigerian market. It is the Redmi 10 series, and of course it's the 10 2022, and the Redmi 10A, and it's packed with features that will make the smartphones enjoyable. The giant fire smartphone producer Xiaomi is sustaining the different status of lives with high variety, high performance smartphones that come with long lasting batteries, sophisticated cameras, and a quality audio at affordable rates. Of course, it's not something you're going to have to break the bank for. It's affordable and it's loaded. So what are you waiting for? You can purchase any of the phones I've mentioned at any official Xiaomi sales channel. Of course, I can hurry now and get the Redmi 10 2022, all the Redmi 10A smartphones, and of course you can enjoy all the loaded features and have fun while you're at it. Definitely. So what are you waiting for? Get yourself a Xiaomi Redmi right away.
All right, thank you, Velvet Sandpaper. I hope you heard that one too.
We're back and we're set to get you into the mood of, you know, getting to respond to what you think our Biola sister and friend is going through right here and right now. What would you advise? We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. There I can see some comments already. We'll check on those comments. You can call or send a WhatsApp as you proceed. Stick around. We'll be right back before you know it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
We talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything. You're listening to the Family Talk with the Techers. The Techers, where family is everything.
We are family. Welcome back. It's the Family Clinic on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. 11:30 on the clock right now. We read a story to you earlier. Biola. Is in the clinic today. She sent a message saying that she lives with her elder sister, elder sister's family. She's been there since she was a teenager. She's in the university now, although she's being at home due to the strike. But she has caught her in-law, that is her husband's sister, cheating severally. Now, she used the word a chronic cheat. Now, she's worried that her sister does not know about this. She wants to tell her sister. But on the other hand, she's like, should I allow my sister find out herself? Part of the reasons she's scared of telling her sister is she thinks that her sister might not believe her.
Yeah.
And then also she doesn't want to be seen as one who is putting asunder. Right. And really, it's such a tough place to find yourself. It's really, really a tough place.
It is. It's a dilemma, trust me.
It is. The phone lines are open.
That's right.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can also drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages. On Facebook and YouTube, we're streaming live. You can also contribute via those platforms.
Hello? Hello?
My name is Rita. I'm calling from Adegunle.
Okay. Welcome, Rita. Talk to us.
Yes, ma'am. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
In fact, I'm so happy to hear your voice.
We're glad that you made it.
I always listen to your program.
Thank you.
I want to advise that girl. Okay. I want to tell her aunt.
She should not
tell her aunt.
She should not. She has to or she shouldn't. What?
Yes, so.
Well, you're saying she should not tell her sister.
Yes,
why is that?
She tell her auntie, the home go break. And she go blame herself.
Oh, really?
Mm. If she tell her auntie, the auntie no go feel happy. So, and she go go out herself. She no go forgive herself. She don't understand.
Wow.
That is my own contribution.
All right. Thank you, Rita. I appreciate you.
Is it better to tell and know that, you know, you told your truth, or let it be, you know, just let it be
and
let it keep,
you just,
you know, I really don't know.
So at what point is telling your truth not right to do?
The right thing to do.
Because there are times where you can tell your truth and that could lead to something that you now regret at the end of the day.
Oh, well.
But you can be smart about it. I love what Grandma Malara said.
Okay.
You know, you have to be smart about it. Your goal is to address the issue and not destroy the marriage. So if that's your goal, you might want to look at the best way. Now she doesn't have evidence. It's only in her eyes. So if you now go out and say, what if you're not believed?
So in this situation, word of mouth is not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
I don't think it's enough. I think it's... Oh, man. Let's take Abiodun first.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we speaking? Okay, go ahead. Abiodun on the line, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank
you. All right. Good to have you join us.
All right. Looking at the two options that this young lady have, whether to tell her sister or not to.
Yeah.
Sometimes telling the truth can boomerang. A lot of things can go wrong.
Right.
Particularly in an issue like this. She can be accused of trying to scatter the marriage, especially if the sister did not handle it well. You know? But if you look at both sides, in the end, you will realize that it's better she get her sister informed one way or the other. But again, the sister has to be warned. You know, women, when they hear things like this, most of the time, they blow things out of proportion without even thinking properly. So the sister must develop capacity to handle such a matter with calmness and then get herself to catch the husband. Because if eventually she gets to know and things have gone bad in the family and the sister is now saying, I knew this thing long ago, but I didn't want to tell you because I don't know how you will take it. Then the sister may not forgive her. Yes.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your contribution. I wanted to say something that has to do with trust.
Yeah.
And then the relationship between her and her sister.
Yeah.
If they're in good terms and she thinks or she believes that her sister trusts her and she also trusts her sister and she understands the kind of person her sister is. I mean, if they have a good relationship,
yeah,
I think it shouldn't be too much puzzle.
So
right to fix when it comes to talking, you know, telling her sister about the situation.
So what if the sister is aware and, you know, allows it?
Now, I mean, that's now a different thing. That's a different thing. That is, if the woman is aware that if the wife is aware that her husband cheats, and, you know, that's a different thing. But right now, the person in the clinic, that is Abiola in the clinic right now, wants, like, she's not comfortable seeing this happen.
Yeah.
So she's not even sure if her sister is aware of it or not. She's like, I just need to tell my truth. I can't see this thing and keep quiet and have my sister hurt.
Okay. So we can just take it a notch higher and I'll start asking. So, okay, how should she go about telling it? Because the telling looks like more, because let's not forget that you know, the sister is also involved in this.
Yes.
You know, she wants to free her mind.
Yes.
She doesn't want to be...
she's burdened. She feels burdened, yes. burdened, like, you know, I know this thing and I'm not saying anything about it.
It does feel like a neighbor who you know that the Salah neighbor is coming to steal your water every night.
And you're seeing that person complaining. It's none of my business.
You know?
Would you feel some type of way?
In Lagos, nobody's saying they'll just come out high. But in this situation right now...
It's her blood. It's her sister.
Let's think about her freedom, too. So, you know, how would you advise her to tell it? Is it a calling a meeting? Is it, you know, talking to the sister or setting the guy up? You know, what are the risks involved in setting the guy up? Maybe setting a camera or, you know, inviting the wife home while the husband is, you know, making that move. You know, some friends will just say, hey, where are you? Please, there's an emergency. You know, please come or something. Yes. However, you know, she needs that kind of advice right now. When you say tell it how. Sister Komo. Yeah, when you're not at home, do you know your husband?
And then if we and then if we also say let it be, let her find out herself.
Yeah.
What if at the end of the day she finds out herself and then you now come out to say I knew all along and she's like, so you knew all along and you did not tell me and you're my sister? You know, there's some kind of betrayal that can come up from there.
That's right.
So we're trying to guard that, you know, but I really do think that maybe the question we need to ask Abiola is, what's the relationship you have with your sister?
That's right.
You know, because that also could help her.
All right, more calls coming in. We are in the family clinic. What's your advice to Abiola?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Reggie from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
If I'm the lady, let her go and meet her mother. As a mother now, she will not know how to talk to the senior, the sister.
Okay, all right.
Because if the girl not telling her sister, and I don't know how the sister will feel. So let her go and tell her parents, tell her mother. See what my sister husband is doing, you know. So the mother will not know how to handle it or how to tell her senior daughter. So that is my own advice.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Now, the issue with having a family to... Sometimes families too don't really handle situations like this properly.
You know, our society have a mind... There's a mindset that gives some kind of freedom to men that they can cheat. Let's not run away from that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
There are people... For example, I've seen situations where a woman will say, my husband is cheating, and then... Another woman is saying that, oh man, that's how they are. My sister, you just
take it as it is.
Just monitor and so you should not go and bring Bel Air for you, or infection. So you hear things like that. So let's also consider some of these things. It's easy to say, you know what, call this person. What is the mindset of the family concerning cheating?
Okay.
The people around her.
Yeah. All right, then 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello.
Okay, another.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Raphael from Festac.
Welcome, Raphael.
Yeah, so a quick one. I'm just wondering, did that stuff really happen right in front of her, as in she's seen the wife's husband doing that right in front of her? I feel that's an insult, actually. I don't see any reason why she should be able to tolerate that, first of all. I mean, for the man to be able to be doing that right in front of her, that means he kind of doesn't even give a damn about how she sees it or whether she tells the sister. So I believe that's an infantry of a sort, both on herself and the sister.
Yeah.
So I don't see any reason why she should keep that to herself. First of all, she should put herself in her sister's shoes. If she was the one her husband is doing that to, would she, you know, would she have wanted her own sister, her junior sister,
to keep quiet about it?
Exactly. So there are some things that you should put yourself, you know, in the person's shoes and ask yourself, what, you know, would you want in such a situation? So if her answer is yes, to me, I think she should go ahead
and tell
and let her sister know exactly. Let her damn the consequences of what will happen. Maybe the sister would, you know, misunderstand, whatever. Yeah. But at least, you know, let her satisfy her own conscience. You get what I'm saying? Because if anything goes wrong, finally, it would be like, so you knew all along, you know, if I was the sister, I would be like, are you sure you are my blood sister?
Mm.
For something like this to be happening and for you to be aware. Okay, what I would say is this. Maybe she can just maybe find a way to set him up, kind of.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know maybe when such a thing will be happening, why don't you say, okay, so you may not even tell her, just find a way to set up and say, okay, can you come home around, you know, such and such a time and let him, I mean, let her catch him by herself. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at least that way you have tried to do, you know, it's just something about finding about a way to, you know, get the thing out in the open. You can do that indirectly, not necessarily directly. You get what I'm saying?
True, that's right. True.
But the most important thing is, for me, if I were in her shoes, my dear, I'll find a way to let my sister know.
No,
I mean, it's an effort to both on herself and her sister. Imagine that you are doing it. That means you don't even care.
Mm.
You know that as a junior sister knows, and you are still doing it. It's for me, it's just unheard of.
All right.
She just has to find a way to get that out.
That's right.
So that's my contribution. Thank you. Guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much. We love you too.
It's my first time calling. Love you guys.
Wow.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah. All right.
Have a good day. Okay then. Although she wrote a message that there are days where he thinks that she's not around,
mm-hmm.
and he would, you know,
bring the press in,
sneak those girls in and do what he wants to do and the likes. But you know, because she's been there since she was a teenager, you know how some grown-ups would say no. So I'm sure that maybe that has been the man's mindset all the while. Mm. You know, or she went to school, came back, she's at home now, and it's still ongoing.
Wow. All right, on social media, we have a lot of comments. Wow.
There's a lot on WhatsApp.
Where do we start
the
from?
The phone lines are buzzing off the hook.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Jeez.
You're loved.
She's loved indeed. And we have just very little time to go. I mean, to have this show. No.
So where do we... So we're going to start rushing. Got time to go like this, so... This is Kevin. Kevin on Facebook said, don't tell her. I don't... Let her find out through you.
You
just threatening the husband.
Hey.
She's threatening in his own house. No, that's risky.
Very risky.
The choice is yours. Your sister's husband is not the first. Is not the first. And if he's trying it with you, then stay away from him. In no time, your sister will definitely know. But it will be more painful if caught with you, you know. So use your tongue, count your teeth. I don't understand. You're saying you should not say it or you should say it.
Mm.
Anyway, the last 15 minutes of the show is sponsored by Hypo Toilet Cleaner. So we'll take a message from Hypo Toilet Cleaner shortly. Or should we do that now?
Yes, absolutely. We should.
And continue.
Mm-hmm. No matter where you do, no matter how we be, I go always say it for you.
Thank you, Hypo Toilet Cleaner, for sponsoring the last 15 minutes of the show, and you got the message already. So let's get back to finding out what Lagos is saying in advice to Biola.
So we'll start from WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, this one here says, good morning, the techies. The lady should tell her sister this is what encourages men because we don't tell these things.
Hmm.
All right. Another here says, good morning, the techies. Please, I am of the opinion that the girl should not tell her sister about her observation. I think she should monitor the man whenever he brings a woman home. In the process of him going to drop the woman off, the sister-in-law should come outside and ensure the man sees her. The man has seen her and he has seen him. How do I say this? Anyway, his conscience would make him stop bringing women home and perhaps open up to his wife, and with the fear of a sister-in-law revealing it before him.
You know, anything that will do with conscience is ahead. Wait to make you already carry the person to come home. There's no conscience. Forget conscience part.
Okay, this one here says, the truth is bitter but must be said. If the sister uh, in The sisters are in talking times. She should call the sister and present indirect question to the sister. Maybe say there is one family where the husband they cheat, but the one of the family member know, and they asked me what she should do to tell the wife. Mm. Whatever the response of the sister will give her a clue on what to do. This seems like a good idea. Mm-hmm. That she should, you know, sit her sister down if they're in talking terms, and they just ask the sister that, see, oh, look at what is happening. The husband of this woman is cheating, yeah, and the sister knows, and the sister is like, should I tell my sister or not? And then hear what the sister is going to say, and that would help encourage or, you know, give her a clue as to how the sister would handle it if she's being told.
That's right. I mean, tell your truth, especially if you're tied. Mm. You know, this is a very strategic way of going about it.
Yeah, it is very strategic.
Very smart way.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Philip from Suleri says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. I will advise the girl to tell her sister the truth. However, I will also advise her to have one or two proofs to back up. Let her get photos of her sister's husband in the act, or probably install a secret camera so she could have adequate proofs. Because when it comes to two people who are deeply in love, you can't just wake up and break the news of cheating and expect the sister to believe without proof. Moreover, if she didn't tell her sister and she gets to find out herself, it's another betrayal to her sister by hiding the truth from her.
That's right.
That's coming from Philip. Hmm. All right. Ade from Apapa says, if she tells, she should have it in mind that the aftermath of her telling will likely bring about her leaving the house.
Yeah.
If she's got somewhere else to stay, she should tell.
If she does not have...
That's also another point. Because she's still staying with them in that house. You know, she's still staying with them in that house. Now, if she tells her sister, that means her sister also has to use her discretion, you know, in addressing the situation with the husband without implicating her sister. Because if that happens, this man could see this lady as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we'll see Abiola as a threat. And I mean, I'm not even hoping and wishing that for that young girl.
Yeah.
At all. But thank you, Ade, for that. Bolaji from Lagos Island says, let her keep quiet. She should allow her sister see it herself, unless if she wants to damage the marriage. Not everything you see, you talk. Okay.
Oh, why, oh.
Okay, that also is sense in itself. Viladio in Majek says, greetings, Itekes. Biola should chat her sister up a fiction about a friend who's married and cheating.
Uh-huh.
What would the sister do?
More or less like what that guy said.
If she found herself in such a situation, and then let her wisdom be profitable to direct her on what to do. Speak or not to. Says, though I recommend she speaks, because it will be on her soul and conscience.
That's right. Well, Alade Jerry Ife says, well, you should find evidence first, then sit her sister's husband down and tell him that what he's doing isn't right. Why is he doing that? Oh boy. But if he's persistent, then she can go and tell the sister. The moment you have that conversation with the husband, you are a threat, like you said.
You become a threat.
Talili, like, in my house. You know, that kind of thing.
Or if this man has a conscience, that should also awaken him from, I mean, that should also put caution.
Yeah.
You know, that should also make him feel worried.
Especially,
you know,
if she's saying it with a lot of acting, like, but I don't want problem more, you know, but I noticed this thing. And
you're blowing.
Because
him
it's a busy roof, yo. Blow the breeze, but you have to be smart about it.
True, though. But if at all was saying she needs to address the husband, you know, directly, she has to do that with wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, she has to do that with real wisdom and say, and then we now want to look at the age difference.
Uh-huh.
You know, we now want to look at how young she is and she walking up to her in-law, you know, or she walking up to, you know, this grown man and then telling him, I see what you're doing.
What if he's bringing girls that are of the age
of the sister.
That is, she has lost.
Men are just shameless. I would say that really.
And some people have dropped some comments on Facebook, you know, attacking men. But I mean, I can't even take all of them. Someone is asking that, why are men like, why are hot like this?
Come on now.
You can't generalize, please, all of you.
Not all, though, but some. That's why I said some. Like, some are just really.
Society has encouraged some of these things, really.
Actually.
And families, too.
Actually.
Families.
Oko Nelson Bobby says, at family clinic, let her find out by herself. All you need to do is to give her your sister clips how to make her catch him by herself.
Okay. Maria. It says, my opinion is let her make a plan for her sister to find out by herself and let her get a solid evidence to back it up, like, you know, CCTV camera, video, or something solid. You see, there's got to be evidence. You can't just say it for mouth. This is husband and wife. You know, you don't expect the wife to just believe like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, boy. More calls, messages. Where do we go from here?
Wow. Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Just alive. Who do we have?
It's Adeoluwa from Ogun State. Yeah.
All right. We have 30 seconds. Can we quickly hear your opinion, ma'am?
Yeah, well, in addition to finding evidence, I think for me, the first thing is the sister's health. So she should get a pack of, I don't know how to say it, the female seed that men use.
Yes, we get
it. To protect her because, and then ask her to please appeal to her husband to stop bringing strangers to their home and do whatever it is he has to do outside.
Okay.
Before she now shows and say, this is why I'm giving you this. So give her, like, why do I need this for? And then you now show her the video, like, just tell him to please don't bring, for their own personal security, you know, just put it that way.
Okay.
You understand? Mm, yeah. So I think that might work. Because if the sister go and catch something now,
Alright, thank
it's
you.
It's not going to be funny.
At all. Thank you so much. We appreciate your message. I mean, your contribution. Hello? All right, 0700-993-993.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. 30 seconds. Welcome. What's your name? What's your contribution? Good morning.
Yeah, for me, I think it all depends on her personal relationship with her sister.
Okay.
If she had a very good cordial relationship, tell her what is going on. Probably by then you might have taken one or two pictures of the strangers coming in different days so that you can show her the dates. Then two of them will plan, put a camera in the room, capture the man red-handed, then the woman can now approach the man personally to confront.
Mm.
But when you do it without any evidence, you can deny.
True.
And at the end of the day, it bounces back on the two sisters.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you as well, Madam Ngozi. All right. Wow. A lot of WhatsApp messages, too. Should I take this one?
Yeah, we should.
All right. This is coming from Dave. He says, what's up, Lagos? The man is said to be well-to-do and taking good care of the sister.
Yes.
Extra care should be exercised here. It says she should not tell the sister. She can smartly ask sister if she has any inclination that the husband could be unfaithful. Her reaction to that will determine if she should go ahead in divulging further information.
Yeah.
She could just say to the sister that I suspect your husband could be cheating. Of course, the sister would want to probe her sister to give further information. It's a bit complicated, though.
That's right.
All right, but this also is smart. I think majority of people, like, if at all she wants to tell, she has to be smart about her going about it.
Like Spart also on Facebook say, it is a dicey situation. My suggestion is that she can tell someone else to tell her sister, or she tries and get evidence.
Okay.
You know, you trying to get evidence, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Also.
So you don't get caught as well process. Our time is far spent already. We take this last call. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
It's morning. Still.
This good morning. This is Eunice calling from Gbogbo Ikorodu.
Welcome, Eunice.
Yes, I want to contribute to what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want that sister to tell her senior sister to amend herself It may, the fault may be from that her sister, because that man is doing that thing intentionally so that her sister will know and tell her senior sister. Some women, they are too busy that they don't give their husband chance, or they don't give their husband what the husband needed. So the sister should have made herself before he thrown herself out of that marriage. That's my own suggestion.
All right. Thank you. Wow.
All right, another we'll take this angle. Another angle, indeed. We'll take this last WhatsApp message. Maybe this one is going to scatter the whole table.
Yeah.
He says, this is coming from George. George from Ajao Estate says, hello, Collins and Andrea. Well done, guys. I really don't understand this thing about not disclosing such cheating spouses to their partners, all in the name of not causing the marriage to collapse. I mean, hasn't the marriage collapsed already when a cheating spouse is bringing his woman to the matrimonial home? He says a female caller is even suggesting that the girl should buy female for her sister and advise her to tell husbands not to bring strange women to sleep with him in the home. Where is the shame and self-dignity of my home? Nigerian women, why do they condone and support or promote such terrible things in their marriages? This is why men cheat and do all sorts of things and get away with it. The women allow it to. For real? For real? Do you agree with him? Time is really fast, but I think this conversation would come during gender wars.
Yes.
Let's know if women are the ones encouraging men to cheat or otherwise.
So, I believe society itself, you know, and families, like you mentioned. But that's the much we can take on the show today.
Absolutely.
Many thanks to all of you for contributing and tuning in and staying on the show. And thanks to Hypo Toilet Cleaner for sponsoring the last
15 minutes of the show.
We say thank you so much. And this is where we say our bye-byes. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Bye for now. Do have yourself a good day. The news coming up shortly.